Hi everyone, I'm Dave Chapman and you're listening to The Science of Social Media, a weekly social media podcast from Buffer, covering all the latest stories, insights, experimentation and learnings to help you and your brand succeed online.
Welcome to episode 144. I'm Heather May Pustai and today we're examining the state of live video on social media. Why isn't anyone talking about it anymore? How should you be thinking about live video and your social media strategy in 2019?
Live video remains a core feature of the top social networks, so while the live video buzz may have cooled, there are still significant opportunities to use live video to your advantage. We hope to give you some fresh perspectives and ideas on what live video could look like for you and your brand.
A warm welcome to the show, everyone. Let's kick it off. If you think back 3 years ago to 2016, live video was everywhere. Facebook Live had just debuted, and you had platforms like Periscope and Meerkat making waves as well. Live video seemed destined to be a huge focus for social media and for marketing strategies. An eMarketer study showed that one in every three internet users had watched a live video in 2016, and that number was double for the much-coveted millennial demographic. Live video was going to be the future of how we interacted on social media.
What a difference a few years make, right? Live video seems to have gone from front of mind to back of mind for marketers and for the social media networks themselves. Case in point, Facebook has de-emphasized live streaming from its platform, and its upcoming pivot towards privacy seems to preclude the abundance of live video for its future. And Instagram has rolled out IGTV, which seems to run counter to the idea of live.
And the stats really seem to point to a shift as well, or perhaps to a signal that live video never really took off in the way that we thought it would. According to the annual State of Social Media report that we conduct at Buffer, 25% of brands had posted a live video in 2016, and the number only grew to 30% in 2017, which is far from the rocket ship growth that people expected.
What's more, in our latest State of Social study, live video wasn't even mentioned. Instead, brands seem focused on their overall video strategy, live included. 85% of brands posted at least one video last year, and the majority of brands use Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram.
That does seem to be the trend nowadays. Instead of doubling down on live video in particular, brands now consider live video as one of many different types of video distribution methods. You have live video alongside stories and video ads and YouTube and so much more. Video remains one of the most engaging, best converting types of content, and live video has become just another tool in your video toolbox.
That's right. It may be the case that fewer people are talking about live video. It may have never reached the critical mass that everyone predicted, or it may be on the back burner compared to newer social network features and strategies, but it is not gone forever, not by any means. In fact, live video is thriving for particular niches and strategic use cases.
Right. Rather than become the new be-all, end-all for social networking, live video has settled in nicely to a groove of being a strategic, useful feature.
Exactly. Live video is a niche, and a powerful one at that.
Okay, before we get into some use cases and actionable tips, let's first take a step back and reset the landscape of live video. Live video hasn't gone anywhere. If anything, it has become a must-have feature for social networks. Almost all of the major social networks have live video in some form. Facebook Live is still going strong, as is Instagram Live. Twitter continues to use live video really successfully with its Periscope product. Historically, people watching videos on social media will stick with a live video for 3 times longer than other videos. So it's no surprise that social networks continue to keep this feature going.
Video game streaming alone has become a major attraction with the rise of esports, and beyond video games, there are creators and influencers who have amassed giant viewership numbers for their streams.
There's even talk of Instagram testing out a co-watching feature on the app, which would be a way to live discover Instagram videos together. So the live video experience continues to be one that is valuable and in demand for social network users. It might just end up looking a lot different than the live everything world that we predicted a few years back.
So the next question that comes to mind is, who might benefit from live video? We'd love to highlight 3 powerful use cases for live video.
Number 1, live video is a go-to tool for influencers. It is a very personal medium which caters perfectly to influencers and individuals who are growing their personal brand. This group has a huge range, from teenage YouTube stars to marketing personalities to rising politicians. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez recently live-streamed herself building IKEA furniture, for instance. Many networks are even moving to make live video a lucrative choice for influencers by allowing donations and tips during live streams of things like gaming and AMAs.
The second use case we suggest is using live video for a Q&A with your audience. Because of the personal nature of live video, there is some real power behind the ability to converse directly with someone. This makes for an ideal outlet for a Q&A. Picture a fireside chat. There's an intimacy and an immediacy to those chats which live video does a great job of replicating. It makes it feel much more real-time than many other mediums. Brands can take advantage of this by holding Q&A sessions with company leaders or get-to-know-you sessions with teammates.
And if I can add a quick tip about live Q&As, when you're running a live Q&A, we found it to be really helpful to have an extra set of hands on set. We will often have an additional teammate looking at the comments to make sure everyone gets a response and to surface questions for the presenter to address on the video. One of the bigger don'ts with live videos is to ignore the interaction and engagement coming through on the stream, especially if you're holding a Q&A.
Oh, that's a great point, Heather, mate. And what about a third use case for live video?
Ah, yes. We believe that live video is great for anyone who is just getting started with growing their presence on social media. One of the very best features of live video is its visibility in the interface of all different social networks. Take Instagram, for example. When you stream a live video through Instagram Stories, your Stories avatar gets moved immediately to the front of the line. Typically, the order of avatars is determined by the Instagram algorithm. But with live video, your story gets immediate access to the first spot. Similarly, on YouTube, live sessions receive additional promotion with a noticeable red live badge in the main feed and in recommendations. Because of this increased visibility, live videos can be great if your brand is just getting started on social media. Not only would you be able to get priority placement, but you'd also be harnessing a powerful brand connection with your audience.
Great point. Visibility is hard to gain in a crowded space like social, so every little bit helps. So to recap, the three use cases we just mentioned highlight the power of live video when you use it strategically. 1. You can gain priority in the newsfeed and the algorithm, and you are highly visible in the interface. 2. You have the potential for increased real-time engagement with your audience. You build relationships with those watching. They can interact with you directly. And 3. You boost your brand by being yourself, being on brand with your voice and tone, and delivering a high quality experience.
There are many more ways that you could use live video to get started. If you have some ideas, feel free to hit us up on social with the hashtag BufferPodcast and share your input.
Now, what if you want to get started with live video? Where do you begin?
To get started on Instagram, you can create a live video by swiping from left to right in the app, which opens up your camera. At the bottom of the camera screen, you'll see a list of options. Scroll to the left and choose Live. It's the one right next to Normal. Instagram will tell you how many of your followers are online, which will give you a good sense of the ideal timing for your live stream. When you're ready to start your stream, hit the big white button. You'll be able to tell your stream is running by the little pink live icon in the top left corner.
And for a pro tip, be sure to check your Instagram settings beforehand too. Once an Instagram live video ends, it won't appear on your feed unless you toggle Save Shared Photos on. This saves your content to the story section of the app where you can share them with your audience.
On Facebook, you can click or tap the Live button right next to the primary text box on your profile or page. This will open a new screen with all the live options. You can stream from a computer or the app. In the Twitter app, you can swipe left to right from the home feed to open your camera. Then you'll scroll right to switch the camera from Capture to Live. This will give you options to get your live stream started. And for YouTube, from your computer, you can click the recording icon at the top right menu. This will present the options to upload a pre-recorded video or go live. The next screen will help you get going with the full dashboard of live options for your YouTube streaming.
Fantastic. If you find yourself jumping in to try live video for your brand, we'd love to leave you with a few live video tips to make the most of your stream. Number one, run your live video for at least 10 minutes. Many live videos go for 30 minutes plus. Number two, promote your live feed beforehand. You can do this with posts on Twitter or Facebook, or use the new countdown sticker on Instagram stories to promote the time. And number three, consider sneaking in giveaways or exclusive info into your live stream as an incentive for people to join and listen in. Be sure to plug these goodies in the promotion you do beforehand.
Thank you so much for tuning in to The Science of Social Media today. As always, we deeply appreciate your kind ratings and reviews on iTunes. And if you'd ever like to get in touch with myself or Dave, we're always here for you on social media at the hashtag BufferPodcast. You can also send us an email anytime at hello@buffer.com.
We have lots of great episodes lined up for you in the next couple of weeks. Looking forward to next Monday, everyone.